This.
Is Science in the News in VOA Special English. I'm Pat Bodner.
And I'm Bob Doty. This week on our show, a vaccine to prevent cervical cancer could be a step closer to market.
Scientists reproduced the 1918 flu virus at a time of worry about a future outbreak of influenza.
And the World Bank has some money to give away for projects to help the poor.
Scientists have found similarities between the Asian bird flu known as H5N1 and the influenza of 1918. Recently, scientists recreated the so-called Spanish flu in a laboratory in the United States. They wanted to learn how the virus killed so many people. An estimated 20 million to 50 million people worldwide died of the flu. Most were under 65 years old. What scientists learn about the virus could lead to new vaccines and treatments for future outbreaks of influenza.
A worldwide outbreak of disease is a pandemic. Public health officials worry that the H5N1 virus could cause the next flu pandemic. The World Health Organization reported 117 confirmed cases by October 10th. These were in Vietnam, Thailand, Cambodia, and Indonesia. 60 of the people died, 41 of them in Vietnam. Experts say wild birds have spread the virus as they migrate from one area to another. The current outbreak began in 2003. It has spread across Asia to the edge of Europe.
So far, most of the victims had been around infected birds. But the virus could mix with human flu if a person or an animal, such as a pig, gets infected with both. There is concern that the bird flu will change into a form that spreads easily from person to person. The WHO says millions could die within months. Experts say there are currently not enough supplies of antiviral medicines and vaccines to deal with a severe outbreak. Public health officials worry that they are in a race against time to prepare. No one can be sure when a flu pandemic will strike or how severe it will be. A pandemic develops when people have little or no natural resistance to a new virus. The last pandemic involved the Hong Kong flu in 1968. 1 million people died. Influenza is normally most dangerous to the elderly and to young children. Yet many of those who died from the 1918 virus had been healthy people, age 15 to 34.
The scientists who reproduced the 1918 virus say their findings confirm that it started in birds. Bird flu usually mixes with human flu before it begins to spread from person to person. However, the one in 1918 apparently defeated the body's defense system and jumped directly to humans. A research team spent 10 years studying the genetics of the virus. They used pieces of tissue from three people who died of the flu between 1918 and 1919. Two were American soldiers. The third was an Inuit woman whose frozen body was found in Alaska in 1997.
The scientists collected enough genetic information to identify the 8 genes in the virus. They used a process called reverse genetics to combine the genes and recreate the virus. They tested the virus on chicken embryos, mice, and human lung cells. Tests showed that the Spanish flu virus was much more aggressive than other flu viruses. It killed the mice and the chicken embryos. It also grew very quickly in the human lung cells. Human flu viruses generally kill only humans, and they normally grow much slower in lung cells. The scientists noted that the current bird flu virus has made some of the same changes as the 1918 virus did. Experts say watching for such changes may help scientists learn how to prevent a major outbreak. The researchers also discovered that removing a gene in the remade virus weakened it. This gene could be a target for new drugs or vaccine development.
Reports about the work appeared this month in the publications Nature and Science. Scientists recreated the virus in August at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The team included researchers from the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology and the Mount Sinai School of Medicine. It also included scientists from the United States Department of Agriculture. Some people are concerned about the public health risk of recreating such a deadly virus. But health officials argue that the risk is low. They say the knowledge to be gained outweighs the risk of accidental release or possible misuse. They say people now have some natural defenses against the virus, and they note that doctors now have antiviral drugs that did not exist in 1918.
You are listening to Science in the News in VOA Special English from Washington. Health experts say almost 300,000 women die from cervical cancer each year, mostly in developing countries. The cervix is part of the female reproductive system. It is the opening at the end of the uterus. The most common causes of cervical cancer are two forms of human papillomavirus. HPV is spread through sexual activity. The two forms linked to an estimated 70% of cervical cancers are called HPV-16 and HPV-18. They are responsible for growths that can lead to cervical cancer. Now, the drug company Merck is reporting highly successful results in tests of a vaccine to protect against these two forms.
Merck calls its experimental vaccine Gardasil. The results just reported came from tests with 12,000 females in 13 countries. They were between the ages of 16 and 26. They were not infected with HPV 16 or 18 when they joined the study. Half received 3 injections of Gardasil over 6 months. The other half received an inactive substance, a placebo. The study subjects did not know which they received, the vaccine or the placebo. They were then observed for an average of 17 months.
Merck says there were no cases of cancer linked to HPV 16 and 18 in the group that received the vaccine. This compared to 21 cases in the placebo group. The researchers say even one treatment with the vaccine provided protection. Merck reported a 97% protection rate among women after just one injection of Gardasil. The findings were reported in San Francisco, California, at the yearly meeting of the Infectious Diseases Society of America. The researchers did note that they are not sure how long the vaccine would provide protection. Cervical cancer develops slowly, usually over a period of 10 or 20 years. It is one of the most common cancers in women. Young, sexually active women are especially at risk of the disease. Cervical cancer can be treated with success, especially if found early. It can also be prevented if a Pap test finds precancerous conditions.
Merck says it will seek approval for Gardasil from the United States Food and Drug Administration before the end of the year. Merck says it hopes to have the product on the market sometime next year. Drug maker GlaxoSmithKline has been testing a competing vaccine for cervical cancer. Gardasil, if approved, could be good news financially for Merck. The company faces about 5,000 civil cases over its painkiller Vioxx. Merck withdrew Vioxx from sale last year. Tests showed that the drug for arthritis pain could increase the risk of heart attacks and strokes.
The World Bank is offering as much as $200,000 for projects to improve the lives of the poor. The projects must involve creative ways to bring water, waste control, or energy services to areas in developing countries. The World Bank says it has $4 million to give away to entrepreneurs through its development marketplace competition. Proposals must be made through the Internet at developmentmarketplace.org. The last day for proposals is November 30th. Winners will be announced in Washington in May.
Science in the News was written by Katie Weaver, Jill Moss, and Cynthia Kirk, who was also our producer. I'm Bob Doty.
And I'm Pat Bodner. Our programs are on the web at voaspecialenglish.com. Join us again next week for more news about science in Special English on the Voice of America.